Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Poes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting second. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lyle Luttrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Evelio Hernandez. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Evelio Hernandez. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Luttrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Plus reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Plus scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Poes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poes takes first base on ball four. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Poes moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to third for the out. Berberet moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Avilio Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Berberet scores. It's 2-0, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Plus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Poas. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luttrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Poas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Poas reaches second base with a double. Niemann moves to third. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Niemann tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Luttrell is called out on strikes. One out. Avilio Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herzog for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Plus hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Uecker now playing center field. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Uecker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Carl Poas. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 2, Senators, 2. George Kell pinch hits for Brooks Robinson. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is walked intentionally. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to third. Kell moves to second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing right field. George Kell now playing third base. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a pop-up towards short. Luttrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing center field. Al Pilarczyk now playing left field. Tex Nelson now playing right field. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges pinch hits for Lyle Luttrell. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a fly ball into left field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing shortstop. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles too, and the Senators too. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Pluse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pluse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pluse hits a fly ball into left field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Brown reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-4 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nelson. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berberet is walked intentionally. Julio Becker pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Berberet moves to second. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Tex Clevenger. Art Ciccarelli now pitching. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Faith Roneberry. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bride Wesser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Bowling now playing shortstop. Dick Hyde now pitching. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pluse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pluse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-1 in the game. Usher hits a fly ball into right field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pluse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pluse is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pluse strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn pinch runs for Joe Ginsburg. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Breidwesser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Art Ciccarelli. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gus Triandos now catching. George Zivarink now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-4 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zivarink fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-4 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.